Elsternwick residents and community leaders of the fight against the proposed Elsternwick high-rise rezoning, which sees potentially up to 12-storey buildings erected in the suburb.
So the plans are ignoring a large community outcry. So if the rezoning goes ahead, the high-rises will result in loss of heritage in the community, gridlock, and will also overshadow current homes and implicate privacy. So Jacinta and Dennis and the local public are pushing that the proposed plans are put aside or even postponed at the very least so that the necessary planning assessments can be made. So Jacinta and Dennis, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Hi, do you mind just setting the scene briefly on the Elsternwick community and the kind of difference that this will make?
Sure. There are over 300 residences in that area, mainly individual houses, a couple of blocks of flats, but mainly houses, and not only in that area, but also the adjoining areas that are not directly impacted, but will be within view and overshadowed. If you add those together, you're probably looking at 600 or 700 dwellings in total.
Yeah, right.
Now, these 12-storey proposed developments are along the fringe of Nepean Highway, where there are currently car yards, a 1.2-kilometre strip of car yards, which will be removed and replaced with these 12-storey apartment blocks.
So that's 1.2 kilometres, you said, and are they just apartment blocks placed the whole way along?
The proposal is, if people know the area, from the railway bridge at Garden Vale at the southern end all the way to north of Glen Huntly Road, where the Maserati car yard is or Lamborghini car yard, I'm sorry, on the north side of Glen Huntly Road.
Right, so can you tell us a little bit maybe about the community and, you know, why there's such a big fear for your community if this goes ahead?
Well, there's about 740 people in the arc of the area where the rezoning is to take place. And it's a rather special community because geographically we're separated by a railway on one side, a highway on the other. In some of the streets we've had Christmas parties for over 20 years. We know neighbours. We know when there's births and deaths. We're exactly what many groups would describe as an urban village, which is, I think, what a lot of metropolitan cities are aiming for. They're aiming to keep that community alive within suburbs. And so we knew each other before this rezoning occurred, but we're getting to know each other even better since the rezoning due to the issues and the concerns that the residents have.
So what exactly have you been doing to challenge that?
Well, the council invited us to put submissions in at various stages of the development, and hundreds of people have put in submissions, and over 240 people turned up at a community event that the council organised back in December. We've put in petitions. We've been attending council meetings. We've invited the councillors to come down and see our community, visit our streets, talk with us on this, and trying to get them to understand the impact that this development would have.
Okay, so how is the council actually responding to your cry, basically?
They're ignoring it.
I
should say that the first most of us became aware of this development was when we were letterboxed by the council in late October, early November.
Last year.
And that was the first we heard about it. Now, the fact is that they say they've had some consultations going all the way back to 2014. Mm-hmm. But those consultations did not involve our community. It was about the shopping centre on Glen Huntly Road, principally, and what people thought of that.
Right.
So they avoided consulting us until they letterboxed us and told us that this development was coming. Since then, they have not listened to anything we've said.
You were talking about a lack of transparency before. Is that what kind of you were referring to?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, ideally, what would you like to see changed in the plans?
Well, 12 stories is a very tall height for the area immediately abutting houses, which are single and double story on individual blocks of land. Will be overshadowed. We'll be able to see these buildings very close up to us, abutting us. we would like the council to limit the height. We don't oppose development completely. We believe that a reasonable height, maybe 6 stories at the most on the highway, reducing to 2 stories further in from the highway, so that our view is not blocked and we are not overshadowed.
Okay, so also the plans don't address community housing. What's your opinion on, you know, kind of having the community more involved or actually having community housing?
This is a whole nother discussion, I think, and a very pertinent discussion, and it's relevant at the moment. With in Melbourne, there's about 9 developments that are being refurbished and changed, with a slight increase in community housing numbers. They haven't, that discussion, to my knowledge, and looking at the documents in the council, hasn't been addressed. It would be great if there were some incentives to encourage some community housing, both sustainability, community housing. There isn't sufficient detail in the documents that the council has provided to date to ensure that many of the important aspects of any development are going to be mandated. There's no traffic study. Yes, there is a traffic study, but it doesn't address this area. So there's a whole lot of underpinning documents that we feel are incomplete, including heritage documents, that are incomplete at this date, and yet the council has voted on these plans. 10-storey, 12-storey, 10-storey, 6-storey, 12-storey. I'm looking at the map at the moment. The council has voted. There is a chance for them to be amended and adjusted as these plans come through, but it seems that the process is very mature without the completion of the underpinning plans.
Right. So you've had lots of, you know, community discussions. Has the council been present at these discussions?
The council was present when there was a community meeting back late last year, in
4th of December.
4th of December.
Yep.
There was unanimous complaint about this particular proposal from all the people that attended, hundreds of people attended. When I spoke at the 27th of February meeting of the council, there were 200 people present in the auditorium as well as in the council chamber. And after I'd spoken against this proposal, people applauded, and the council said, but we've had communication, we've had consultation. So I turned around and asked all the people gathered, who in this room has been consulted? Please put up your hand if you have. And not one person put up their hand.
So do you have, like, you know, group meetings, I guess, with all the people in the community that are against it? You have meetings together. Do you have a war cry as such, or a kind of logo to get people? No?
We don't have a war cry, but we are gathering a petition at the moment. We have over 1,000 names on that petition, and it's still growing, and that will be put, hopefully, to Parliament.
Okay, all right. All right. So do you have any, like, final kind of plugs against this going forth?
We ask for more consultation with the councillors. We ask for some support from the councillors to the State Parliament. And we ask that this discussion on population growth and development continue and become a really mature discussion and looking at options, so that we can continue our community.
Yeah, so definitely it's quite a concern for everyone, really, community-minded, if this precedent is set. So thank you so much for joining us today to discuss the Elsternwick High-Rise rezoning plan. So I hope our listeners take heed and then, you know, maybe take action against that. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you also.
So sit tight while we listen to Got Years 2000.